Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. On the way here, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about some police officers that raided the wrong home and traded shots with a frightened family. We'll let you know if anyone made it out alive. But first, we go to the world of the Ron Paul campaign, because he's worth talking about. This man is newsworthy, raising $6 million on Sunday in a 24-hour period, something that has never been done in the history of American politics.
It's really amazing. I never thought. I mean, I always said that I thought that it would get this far, but really thinking back on it, I never thought that it would come this far.
Yeah, I must say I'm surprised. I've had faith all along, but I'm surprised.
Certainly not this soon.
Right.
It just didn't seem like liberty was attainable anytime soon. And I really don't know how attainable it is now, but you were saying during the break, Mark, that you really feel now that, like, that he could win, and you didn't necessarily feel that way before.
Well, I've always felt like it was the biggest problem was the primary, the Republican primary for Ron Paul, not the general election. I think he'll do rather well against whatever Democrats out there. That's when the real and true mudslinging begins, and he's a Boy Scout, you know, and the ideals of liberty sometimes can be painted in an ugly fashion, but he's going to do okay in that area. It's making against the other Republicans, that, as far as I can tell, are all neocons, that he's going to have the most trouble. And, man, he's trending upwards. The rest of them are trending downwards, except for Huckabee, the most dangerous man.
But as far as fundraising is concerned, he's trending upwards, and I don't think anybody else really is.
Flatlining. A lot of the campaigns are in the red.
Did you hear Huckabee's trying to do the ripoff on Ron Paul again? They're going to try to do a money bomb for
Huckabee's got like $400,000 in the bank.
Right. Yeah, last time they tried that, didn't they not even raise $100,000?
There have been a handful of the other candidates that have tried to do it, and I don't know if this is his campaign that's doing it, or again, if it's just the organized or the volunteers, but they're shooting for, what is it? I think it's going to be the 27th.
Yeah, well, how much are they hoping to make?
They're trying to make a million.
Yeah,
$1 million.
Good job. Ron Paul did that in an hour.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how these money bombs work with Ron Paul. Like, I had already given all the money that I was planning on giving Ron Paul, at least for the primary, but you see the number going up and you can't help it.
You dug a little deeper, huh?
You'd give a little bit more.
Yeah. By the way, doing the same, actually.
We'll tell you later this hour how you can give a little bit of extra money to the Ron Paul campaign through Free Talk Live. But one of the things that has sort of bugged us on the air recently is that there is this group of, you would think that if people believed in liberty, that if people believed in freedom, that if the non-intervention, the principles of non-intervention and the non-initiation of force, you know, the things that people like us live by, the principles that that libertarian-minded people, liberty-oriented people live by, you'd think that people that thought in that fashion, if they saw what was happening with the Ron Paul campaign, they would get so excited, they would be into it, you know, they would want to see Ron Paul win, they'd go out and vote for him, and I think for the most part, they do. But there's a certain segment of the liberty-oriented population out there that they consider themselves too principled for Ron Paul.
Yes.
They consider themselves, looking down on Ron Paul, and they're saying, well, I don't agree with him on 100% of the issues, and so therefore I'm just going to stay home this primary season.
Well, I don't agree with him on 100% of the issues, but he's a whole lot closer than anyone, any politician that I've ever seen run for a federal office.
Right, you know, and the fact is, I've come to sort of question, because I say I don't vote for the lesser of two evils. And what I realized, what I mean by that is I won't vote for a politician that I disagree with more than half the time, mm-hmm. or even close to half the time. No, because then I'm going to disagree half the time.
Sure.
Whereas Ron Paul, I disagree with him about 90% of the time. Therefore, I'm on board.
Oh, yeah.
Right. As am I. And I consider myself a very principled free marketeer. I have no compunction whatsoever with going out and voting for Ron Paul, because on the scheme of things, having Ron Paul in the presidency is far more desirable than any of those other candidates. And the fact is, one of them is going to make it. But from all the points that we've made on, you know, promoting Ron Paul and talking to this cadre of people out there that says, well, we're anarchists and we won't vote for anybody. Voting's immoral. We've had this discussion several times on Free Talk Live, and I don't mean to rehash that. But there is a post that's come up at lewrockwell.com, Anthony Gregory. He is also an anarchist, and he has written an open letter to anarchists on behalf of Ron Paul. So to try to gain you know, a little bit more support from those who have, you know, turned up their nose in disgust at Ron Paul. Huh, how dare he? He's running for the presidency of a state government. Government is terrible. We can't possibly soil ourselves by voting for this man. He's going to do his best to persuade you, and I think it's worth talking about. So he says, I don't believe that the state, any state, is legitimate. All states, at a minimum, use aggressive means to maintain a territorial monopoly on legal violence and to finance themselves, most commonly through taxation. In practice, their aggression never stops there. Morally, I cannot support such institutions, and as a strident believer in free markets and voluntary cooperation, I oppose the use of violent institutionalized central planning for practical reasons, too. The economic case against state socialism applies to the state's law and order functions as well, and it applies, or as well as it applies to the socialist provision of any other good or service. Empirically, government justice is a sham. So he's got creds. Mm-hmm. This guy's credentialed anarchist, a free marketeer. He says, why am I asking my fellow anarchists, those who also reject the state on ethical or practical grounds, to lend support to Ron Paul, a Republican politician running for president? How can an anarchist of any stripe get excited about a man who seeks the most powerful office in the most powerful state in world history? Some anarchists oppose Ron Paul's candidacy simply because he's not an anarchist, and the presidency itself is an office that can never be defended, no matter who holds it. This is a respectable enough position, but it neglects the full significance of this campaign, both short and long term, to the cause of liberty. If Ron Paul were to actually win, he would indeed fail to smash the state entirely, and that is neither his intention nor his promise. However, he would clearly move American society far closer toward the anarchist ideal. He would put to rest the most tyrannical and hierarchical organization as it concerns international affairs, the U.S. empire. He would close down the American bases on foreign soil, halt the murderous invasions and bombings.
And the president is probably the most, the president is the most important guy in the world, as far, at least in the United States, as far as foreign policy goes.
It's true.
He sets foreign policy.
He could stop dictating terms to other nations and end the horrifying U.S. regime of torture and indefinite unchecked detentions. He would end the war on terror, which the two parties intend to maintain for a lifetime. All this alone would make Ron Paul a remarkably unique president. On the world scene, it would finally mean anarchy between nations. There would be no global policeman, the role currently executed by the U.S. government. So again, he's using the term anarchy to connotate lack of rule, not necessarily this, you know, violent bomb-throwing term that you normally hear bandied about in the media. He says we would also see an end to the Federal Reserve's monopoly on currency, the very mainspring from which the entire U.S. corporate state emerges. So remember, when the government can print money, which is what it does through the Federal Reserve system, it can fund itself forever. It doesn't matter if you don't pay your taxes. They'll just print it out. And then they spend it on bombs and weapons and, you know, send them over and kill people with.
Which it takes you know, takes a huge check and balance away from the American people. If the American people wanted to say, you know, we're sick of this government, this regime, whatever, you know,
right.
whichever it may be, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or you know, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Hillary's palling up with George Bush Sr. now.
I would agree entirely that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But there are people out there that think that it matters.
Sure.
And, you know, it takes away the check and the balance of the American people. The only way you can get rid of the government is by violent revolution. What if George Bush decided, I'm not leaving office? What if Bill Clinton decided, I'm not leaving
yeah.
office? It doesn't matter. You pick your politician's name.
Sure.
Pick your least favorite or favorite politician. Stick him in there. What if he decided, I'm not leaving? What are we going to do about it?
You could stop paying taxes, but they can print the money.
They don't care.
Right, so it doesn't matter. Whereas if they couldn't print money, if people actually stopped paying taxes, it would really hit them where it hurt. More on the way here. 800-259-9231 on why people that are completely anti-government should really consider voting for Ron Paul. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 18, 2007. Gold, 890-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $825.08, $406.65 for half, $203.33 for quarter. That's $825.08, $406.65, and $203.33. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and click and download them right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them. freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
We are talking about a bit of a conflict that's been going on for a little while in the liberty movement. It's between those who are willing to be a little bit pragmatic and participate in the system of politics, as icky and disgusting as it might be, and it is in nasty, nasty business politics. So I understand.
And it's not quick or, right. You know, it doesn't bring about results right away.
So I understand where the people are coming from when they say that they don't want to sully themselves by participating in it. However, I don't think it's very effective. I think that participating in politics can do all kinds of great things for the liberty movement, as we're seeing with the Ron Paul campaign.
Right. We have already Americans in the majority are boycotting elections. When you're talking about local
sure.
elections, state elections, even in most cases, national elections, perhaps you might be able to say for the president that, you know, maybe there's been a time, I think, that the George Bush-Kerry thing brought out maybe a majority of registered voters. I don't know. But I can tell you that, by and large, Americans are boycotting elections.
Yep.
And what is that resulting in? Is the government shaking? Is it beginning to crumble? No.
No.
We already have people boycotting elections. The idea of boycotting elections is pointless as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I can completely understand not voting for someone and going out to vote if there's no one to vote for. If it's 50 one way, 50 the other, I mean, don't vote. But if there's actually someone who could make a difference for some people out there, right. there's someone to downsize the government even
right.
a little bit, What harm does it do? I've met these people and talked to people who say they don't vote. They've checked themselves out of the system, and they think that it's wrong to work in a coercive system and vote. But I've never met someone, one of these persons, who also will refuse to accept Federal Reserve notes, which is also participating in the system.
Right.
How principled are they?
Don't forget paying gas taxes on
right.
their, you know, and driving
right.
on government roads and all the other things that go in participating in the system. You know,
how much worse is one vote? After you're doing all this, what's one vote?
Right, and again, we could get into the minutia of is voting, you know, immoral. No, it's not. You're not actually harming anyone, and you aren't giving anyone specific orders to harm anyone by voting. You're trying to reduce the amount of damage that these government people are doing. Anyway, Anthony Gregory at LouRockwell.com is imploring the anarchists, the voluntarists, the free marketeers out there who have rejected the system. He's imploring them to come back and get behind the Ron Paul movement, and for some very good reasons. I think it's very persuasive, and that's why I wanted to share this with you. And by the way, I'm reading a truncated version. You can get the full thing at LouRockwell.com. But essentially, he's pointing out that Ron Paul, as president, could really do some amazing things. You know, the least of which is bring the troops home from around the world, you know, end the Federal Reserve monopoly, and actually restore some real value to the currency, that sort of thing. These are real tangible things that can really help the status of liberty in America.
Well, now, the president probably wouldn't be able to do anything about the Federal Reserve in and of himself. Andrew Jackson had a hell of a time returning us to a gold standard. What was he, the ninth president of the United States or something like that, quite some time ago. And we managed to stay on a gold standard, and our money was, you know, people worked for real money at that time. And we've kind of flirted with this fiat currency for a while in our history. But Ron Paul's not going to be able to do it on his own, but at the very least he'll have a very tall platform from which to speak about the evils of a central bank.
He seems to be pretty convinced that we could see the end of the Federal Reserve's monopoly. Maybe there'd be some way for Ron Paul to get around that. I don't know. He also points out we'd see the end of the federal drug war. We would see the greatest retrenchment of American state power since the end of the World War I, if not ever. How could an anarchist not cheer all of this on? Most anarchists will admit some preference among different forms of government, different rulers, and different regimes. As much as we all agree that all states are evil and intolerable, it would be extreme myopia to pretend that there's no difference between Hitler's Germany and the modern Swiss government, for example. We would all prefer less opposition or less oppression to more, and a Paulian system of government would mean much, much, much less. It would rate among the most radical revolutions in all of the course of human experience, and it would be done without firing a single shot, I might add.
Mm.
The poet and pioneer in pharmacology, Dale Pendle, has formulated the concept of horizon anarchism, Our goal should be to move ever closer toward anarchy, as sort of where there's no existence of a government, that kind of anarchy, toward freedom and voluntarism, even if we don't achieve the full ideal in our lifetimes. To eschew all radical reform proposals that don't go all the way toward our ideal would be folly. After all, we will likely never see all criminality and violence eradicated, even if we were to somehow achieve political anarchy. Yet, that's no reason not to move forward and celebrate all progress toward our goal of a peaceful, voluntary society. There seems to be this group of people out there that believes that if you just sit back and let the government get bigger and bigger, that eventually it'll just all crumble in upon itself, and then we'll have the stateless society magically out of nothing. And that's just nonsense.
Right.
You have to get people to understand liberty before you can have liberty.
Yeah.
And if the state does crumble in, and it will eventually if it keeps growing, that much is true. If the state does crumble, if people don't get liberty, you're just going to have another state within moments.
Right. That's the part of the whole, I have to deal with people that call themselves anarchists on this show on a regular basis. I believe in small government, but to me, anarchism's impractical. Here's one of the main reasons I consider it impractical, because there is no plan for implementation. None. Zero. Zip. They just don't
have a plan.
What's that?
To get to the free market,
I thought you were an anarchist. Government. You're a free market.
I'm a free market.
Yeah, that's
right.
Different, right? So anyway,
sort of.
I'm just saying that the vast majority of them have no plan. What they're hoping is they just want to be right. It's a moral position.
Mm.
It's not a position of practicality. It's not a position that makes any damn sense. It's a moral position. As far as I'm concerned, the vast majority of them make about as much sense in their plans of implementation as did those people that killed themselves when the comet went by, the Hale Bopp people. I mean, that's it. That's, it's a moral position and it's nutty.
I mean, I'd love to hear of another plan, really. I mean, if there's something else out there, if there's a so-called anarchist out there with a real plan as far as how to get from here to there, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. One thing that scares me about the people who are just waiting for the government to grow so big and this house of cards to grow so tall that it actually crumbles, it's going to fall on some people. There's millions of people that have based their lives in this house of cards. And if you're not dismantling it, if you're just waiting for it to fall down without dismantling it and letting people know, look, you need to find an alternative place to send your kids, you can't count on the government to provide you with Social Security and Medicaid and everything. Well, that's going to fall on those people and it's going to hurt them.
What about the activists themselves?
Exactly.
I mean, as the state grows, especially this federal government that we have with their renditions and taking people
out
of the streets, what makes you think that you're going to be immune from them coming and snatching you up in the middle of the night as somebody who is, a vocal opponent of the state? What makes you think you're going to be immune from that? Are you willing to sacrifice yourself in that way? Is that moral somehow? 800-259-9231. Gregory's points out, similarly, we might never see the total absence of government, but that's no reason not to welcome all steps in that direction. At least don't actively oppose them. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. ElectroChi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with Electro Chi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys, I've just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, features for free. So enjoy those on us. We've got updates. You just get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce, you'll know first. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, of course. Updates.freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to LibertyDollar.org. We are trying to convince those who are just actively opposed to any participation in the political system at all to get out there and get behind the Ron Paul campaign for good reasons. And we'll continue with that, but we need to go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in California, listening on KSCO. Hey, Mike. Mike, California. Mike in California going once. Mike in California going twice. Perhaps our board op has fallen asleep. We will try Mike back here in a moment. But Anthony Gregory at LouRockwell.com, a man who definitely has his anarchist credentials. And he's using the term anarchist in his writings here. I personally don't like it. I don't care for it at all. I think it connotates bomb throwing. It connotates violence. Of course, that's not what anarchy really is. Anarchy is just simply the lack of state.
Right. The vast majority of people that are labeled anarchists in the news and are found doing something violent are in fact just radical communist socialist types.
Right. So there's a lot of confusion out there with that term, but nonetheless, we're talking about people that don't want to participate at all, and people that are generally very pro-liberty. They want freedom, just like we do on this show. It's just that they don't want to participate in politics. And so Mr. Gregory is pointing out that they should, for good reasons. Because Ron Paul, if he's elected the president, he can actually make some significant changes, like pulling the troops back, ending the war on drugs, all kinds of different things that we've never seen in decades in this country. And he points out that what we should be concerned with, if we are people who oppose the government, and I'm one of those people, except I'm willing to participate in the political system in order to advance that that ideology. He says, if we are those people, then we should be supporting anything that moves us in the right direction, as opposed to these, in my opinion, nuts that are out there saying, well, we should just sit back and let the government collapse in upon itself, and then we'll have our free, well, you know, we'll have our freedom. No, you won't.
A step towards freedom is a step towards freedom, and I'll take it.
What's the evidence that the government's going to collapse in on itself? And by the way, the government will collapse in on itself. Our government will go away one day. But what's the evidence that it will not be replaced by another government?
None.
There is no evidence whatever.
Only with a paradigm shift in the population would that even be possible. And even then, under those circumstances, it's... those are somewhat chaotic circumstances, and who knows what would go on in that realm. Anyway, he points out that since all social conditions, including political structures, are a reflection of public ideology, the Ron Paul revolution has grand implications for the anarchist struggle. Even should he not win the presidency, it's already woken many people up to the principles of liberty. It's exposed many of the contradictions of the state, and it's encouraged the idea that the government is far too large and powerful, a conceptual first step for nearly anyone who comes around to adopt anarchism altogether. Because the fact is, it took me 7 years to get where I am today. I didn't start as somebody who was, considered myself a free marketeer. I wouldn't have known what a free marketeer was when I discovered the libertarian movement back in, you know, almost a decade ago.
Yeah, listen to the first few episodes of Free Talk Live. It's a different show.
Yeah. I mean, I was still a libertarian when I did Free Talk Live.
But you didn't have the same exact position.
Not like I am today.
I don't even know.
Even Mark.
I don't even know that you could call me a libertarian back then.
No, you were in favor of the war.
I was pretty much just a Republican.
And so this is a process. And the people that have discovered principle and are so, you know, principled in their ways about liberty, they have to remember that they were once like these other people, too. You know, if you were raised in the government education system, you got the same indoctrination we all did. And it takes time to break out of that mold. It takes time to reject the indoctrination that they imbued into you. He says, most of us anarchists were not always such, and we owe much of our own understanding to intellectual movements over hundreds of years, especially the classical liberal tradition, which had a relationship of mutual influence with individualist anarchism in the 19th century. Today, Ron Paul himself welcomes this long-established relationship, even pointing out at speaking engagements, and I've heard him do this, that the Ron Paul Revolution has its share of anarchists. Have you heard him do that?
Yeah.
When he's rattling off his different supporters, Republicans, Democrats, he'll rattle off anarchists in that list. What other politician, says Gregory, would explicitly boast his anarchist support? I mean, wouldn't most politicians consider that just, whoa, keep these people away from me. I don't want to be associated with them. Ron Paul's proud of it. Ron Paul's movement is one that puts liberty at the center and can only be of great benefit to the anarchist cause in the future. Even on those particular issues where anarchists might most disagree with Paul, his position is far less tyrannical and nationalist than the likes of Hillary Clinton or Rudy Giuliani, and still offers a better approach than we could expect to get from U.S. politics in general. While we disagree, his movement's still a blessing for the public's overall consciousness regarding liberty. You remember how, you know, a lot of our listeners, when they hear Free Talk Live, and they hear people talking about freedom and liberty, we get these phone calls and we get emails from people saying things like, wow, I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
I thought I was all alone out there.
The vast majority of people that do believe like us in the concepts of freedom and liberty, classic liberalism, paleoconservatism, whatever it is that you want to label this stuff, they don't have that many people to talk to. And the people that they do have to talk to, they may agree on some issues and disagree on others.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a real, live, no-compromises libertarian, it is hard
lonely world
to find people to talk to that you are not going to make enemies with by having political conversations.
But then one day you turn on your radio and you hear Free Talk Live, or you listen to us online, and you make that connection. That same connection is happening on a much wider scale right now with the Ron Paul Revolution. People are going, you know, they're watching CNN, they're looking at their newspaper, they're seeing this Ron Paul guy, they're finding out what he's all about from friends or family or, again, just news coverage, and they're connecting. They're getting it. And eventually that's going to lead them down the road to hopefully rejecting the government entirely. That's what happened to me. Anyway, finally, to reiterate, he says, he's running not so much on the few issues where he accepts a somewhat active role for the state, but mostly on his strongest issue, the most important issue of our time, the long-overdue dismantling of the American empire. After more than a century of international mayhem, financial fraudulence, and relentless assaults on our liberty at home, it's from his priorities that we can tell Ron Paul has no interest in power for its own sake. He doesn't promise to feed the masses from cradle to grave and protect them from every cave-dwelling extremist in the Middle East because he knows the limits of power and the superiority of liberty over false security. He knows the full danger of centralized power in particular, which is why he would not use the central state even to impose his agenda on local politics. This decentralist emphasis that we see in his campaign, which parallels nicely with the spontaneous, decentralized, voluntary, and anarchic nature of his grassroots support, is an important component in any meaningful program to actually reduce state power. See, Ron Paul actually can reduce state power. He has a plan, unlike some of those people out there. The federal government, being the largest and most internationally belligerent in all the world, must be shrunk first, and as much as possible, for any of us to have a lasting chance at freedom. When it comes to understanding the true meaning of liberty and having the right priorities, Ron Paul is actually better than many mainstream libertarians and even self-described anarchists. He's awoken Americans to the key issues of foreign policy, civil liberties, and inflationary finance in a way no politician ever has. I mean, even Ron Paul didn't expect it to be this successful.
No, I think the best quote that he's got is, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for allowing me to participate in your revolution.
Yeah.
It's called the Ron Paul Revolution.
How humble is this guy?
He is not lying. And, you know, I would say that most people who advocate not voting for Ron Paul, from a principled liberty standpoint, believe that he's a good man that's not trying to, take over the reins of power.
Right.
It's just they've got this moral position that, makes no sense whatsoever and is antithetical to what it is they're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. If what
they're trying to achieve is liberty,
right,
and not being right.
Right.
If what they're trying to achieve is being right, they're doing just fine.
Right. If what you want is real advances, if you really want to cut the government down to size, is Ron Paul going to be the magic solution to the government? No. There's some things he just can't do in the office of president. But can he make a huge difference? Yeah, absolutely. As Gregory points out, Anthony Gregory points out here, even if he doesn't get elected, the effect that he'll have on the liberty movement is incalculable right now. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take it. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at the Free Talk Live store, and we'll give you an extra reason. And beyond the fact that the products are high quality, great merchandise, you get hats and T-shirts, DVD classic archive collector sets, and more. In fact, free bumper stickers, by the way. Not only are the products high quality, but we've given you an extra reason now. If you purchase a Free Talk Live T-shirt at the Free Talk Live store, add anything else into the cart you want. As long as you're getting at least a T-shirt, we will contribute $10 to the Ron Paul campaign.
That's awesome.
Now, shipping for the Free Talk Live store is $10. Because we go with real shippers, not the postal service. And so, you know, we get you tracking and we get you insurance and all the things that you need to have to ensure your package gets to where it's going to be. So it's like Free Talk Live's basically eating the shipping cost and taking that and turning it around into the Ron Paul campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So Free Talk Live T-shirts qualify you. The Free Marketeer T-shirt qualifies you. At least one of those items is in your cart. $10 will be donated to the Ron Paul campaign. So now, this is going to be our store owner, Johnson. The store manager, he's going to be the one that's doing the contributing. So it's not like a corporation's contributing to Ron Paul. It's his individual contribution. So we can handle up to 230 orders. So, I mean, if it happens, we can, I mean, he can max out his contribution here if that many orders come through. I don't know if that's going to happen, but there's the incentive.
Okay. If not, we can certainly figure out somebody else to make the donation. If there's more orders than that,
that's true.
We can find
somebody
else.
We can move that money around.
Yeah.
So once again, go to store.freetalklive.com. You get the details there. The lady shirts. If you order a lady shirt instead of a regular T-shirt, we'll contribute $5 just because the margins are lower on that. But once again, that is store.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about Ron Paul. Specifically, the response of some of these people that they call themselves anarchists, and I believe that they are voluntarists, people that believe that we don't need government in our lives at all. It's that kind of anarchist. And I empathize with these people. I'm with them all the way. I don't want government either. I want to get rid of it. But I understand that there are real tangible things that we can do inside and outside the system to get to that goal. And I'm willing to do both. I'm willing to work with people outside of the system doing civil disobedience, and I'm willing to work with the political people, you know, working to repeal laws, working to get liberty-oriented people elected, because there really is value there. And with Ron Paul candidacy, not only would there be value in him actually getting elected, but there's also value in just his campaign. I mean, he's spreading the message of liberty like no one has ever done in the history of this country, in the history of mankind.
He's waking up so many people who have just been disheartened with the whole entire system, have checked themselves out years ago. He's waking people up who have been indoctrinated with government school and never heard anything like this before. And if you watch any of the videos or go to any of his rallies, there are a whole lot of enthusiastic people out there. I don't think it's going to just stop at Ron Paul. So he's doing a whole lot more than just being him. He's waking people up.
I think there may be people looking back, you know, as we move into the future, turning back and looking back at themselves, if it's 2012, looking back at 2008 and saying, you know, it was the Ron Paul campaign that helped bring me to liberty. Because I can look back at 2000 and say, you know, it was the Harry Brown campaign for president, the libertarian Harry Brown, that brought me to liberty. It was Harry Brown, and by the way, I'd like to point out that in Harry Brown's book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, which I highly recommend, he points out in his original 70s edition of that, he wrote an update, like a foreword for the 90s edition that was printed, where he talks about how back when he originally wrote the book, he rejected participation in politics. He thought it was just not even worth his while, and for many of the same reasons that these anarchists today also reject participation in politics. And then eventually, as he watched things happen and, you know, watched the political scene develop and saw how the government just kept getting bigger, he decided that he could do more in the system than outside of the system. And that's when he threw his hat in the ring for president. Of course, he was encouraged to do so. But that's when he threw his hat into the ring in 1996 and then did it again in 2000 because he felt as though he reached enough people, even though he only got, you know, a few hundred thousand votes in 96. He felt as though he reached enough people with his message to make it worth his while to go out there and do that. Ron Paul's doing the same exact thing now.
Yeah, who's Ron Paul going to wake up? I mean, if it's just that one person all you need is that one more person to be woken up. How many people will Ron Paul wake up?
I'm here right now. You're here right now, Toby. And Mark, you're here right now. I mean, as a result of Harry Brown running for a political office that arguably he didn't really want to run for in the first place.
So how many different people have been reached through liberty through that? It's like a grapevine and it just keeps winding out.
So to back off from the Ron Paul campaign and say, oh, it's unprincipled to participate in that, you are really just slitting your throat to spite yourself. Anyway, a few more thoughts from Anthony Gregory. This is from LouRockwell.com. He says, Ron Paul, he might not excite those anarchists who aren't engaged in the real world and don't care particularly much about what form or power our government takes, or powers our government takes, or how many people it kills and tortures and imprisons. On the other hand, for all anarchists who see U.S. aggression abroad, the destruction of habeas corpus and privacy, the secret torture chambers, the economic fascism, the drug war gulags, and the burgeoning domestic police state as crucial issues constituting a colossal national emergency, Ron Paul's movement is one to be cheered far and wide. And if Ron Paul does win, ushering in the era of limited government, we anarchists can and should oppose what is left of the state. I look forward to a time when government is so small that the debate between anarchism and constitutional libertarianism, the one you hear on this show.
Yeah, that's our debate here.
When that debate is the most relevant one before us, in the meantime, I can only support and root for the one man most likely to bring us far closer to that glorious day.
Yep. It's the one thing that I can say about my partner here is that at Ian, at the very least, most of the time, it will take a practical view of, you know, small government versus no government. Sometimes he'll stand on his high horse and talk about, you know, we shouldn't do this and we shouldn't do that based on, you know, it's wrong and all that other stuff. But most of the time, you take a practical view. Constitutionalists and people that believe in no government or less government or whatever, there's so many people on the same road. 70% of Americans want a smaller government. We're all on the same road trying to get the same to similar places.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get on the train and not fight among yourselves?
Yeah, let's have that argument when we actually get there.
Right.
Exactly. And I think that's a great vision. Just we can actually see that happening now. I mean, Mark, you didn't think this was possible before, but now it actually feels like it's within our grasp. I don't want to get my hopes up that much because I'm just used to being watching libertarian campaigns losing and losing and losing, and so I've been effectively beaten down. But, man, I have to say that on that first money bomb, even I was getting a little excited.
What really makes me excited about this one is talking to people who before weren't looking at Ron Paul, and now they're saying, I'm looking at him because now he looks like a candidate. Mm-hmm. And he said, I didn't want to waste my vote before, so I wasn't going to look at him, but now that he's a candidate, I'm going to look at him, and there's a whole lot of people doing that right now, so he really does have a chance. It's really cool.
It's an incredible outreach opportunity for the Liberty Movement, unlike one we've ever seen. I am absolutely proud to send money to this campaign. I don't know if they're spending it that well, necessarily. I believe they are. I don't really have any evidence for that, but the fact is...
Hold on. It doesn't matter how the campaign is spending money. The fact is... It's working.
Yes.
That's all. And the money...
I'm seeing coverage. That's what counts.
Right. The money given to them, whether used right or used wrong, in and of itself brings news
that's
articles.
Right.
If you think that there's other things out there like the Ron Paul blimp and other organizations that will do a better job, fine. Donate to them, too. But, now's not the time to look for efficiency. Now's the time to give till it hurts.
And what a great opportunity for those who believe in no state, for those who support voluntarism, who support the free market. And again, I prefer the term free marketeer. For those people like me, what a great opportunity for us to get out there amongst the throng of Ron Paul supporters and start talking about true liberty. You know, okay, you like Ron Paul on this. Well, what if we did this? It's a wonderful communication opportunity where some people are being far more open-minded than they've ever been in the past. Why would you want to reject that just to, you know, not touch the world of politics? I highly recommend you consider getting involved here. RonPaul2008.com. These guys have raised over $18 million in this final quarter of the year, probably going to put them ahead of all of the other Republican candidates. This is the libertarian dream coming true.
It is.
Why would you want to sit on the sidelines and turn up your nose at it?
Because you're a boob.
You have more debt than you can pay. You don't have to file bankruptcy. You can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal, 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com. So, once again, I just don't get it. And I want to, you know, invite you to call in if you've heard this hour and you're still on the fence about Ron Paul. Call us tomorrow night and tell us why. What possibly could hold you back at this point? I mean, that was a pretty persuasive article.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, jump on the bandwagon with everybody else, because this guy's principled, he means what he says, and he's embracing anarchists publicly. I mean, that's unspeakable. See you tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at the